Breakfast with Gary, Tim and Hamish.
Welcome, Dars.
G'day. Thanks for having me, guys.
Good to have you on, mate. And two wins in a row now. It's nice to get a little bit of reward for effort.
Yeah, absolutely. I think nailed it. It's good to, you know, work hard and get rewarded. And it's such a tough comp now that, you know, it's so even and anyone can beat anyone. So it's good to get a couple of wins, two in a row.
Hello, Darcy.
Sorry, Dars, got a work experience kid in here at the moment, so hey, Dars, a bit slow off the mark.
I want to say I really admire your demeanour, and particularly when the team was going badly and you weren't getting much footy. Did you turn to your father, Peter, for any advice at that time, or did you just work through it yourself?
Yeah, not so much. I mean, obviously he's always really supportive. I mean, he's my dad and, you know, great in there whenever I need him. But I think, yeah, look, I have the view that I've got to do it myself and learn the lessons myself. So sometimes that means I reach out for support. Sometimes I don't need to. But, yeah, to be honest, I really enjoy what I do and I have a great time. So that makes it pretty easy, to be honest.
Given your youth and given the expectations on your pre-season, can you get to a point where you sort of say, I'm not even sure I want to play anymore? You know, when the focus is so strong on you and the results aren't there, can that thought cross your mind that, look, I'd like to go back and just get some footy at seconds level?
No, definitely not. I love playing, I love the club and I love my teammates. So, to be honest, I have a great time going out there and going to battle with them every week. Don't always get the result, don't always play the way, you know, I want to play or we want to play, but it's pretty good fun being an AFL footballer, so I wouldn't give that up at this point.
Very refreshing approach. I mean, we hear a lot of players talking about the pressures of it all, and when you're playing at Collingwood with Moore as a surname, there's more pressure, but you seem to just relish it.
Yeah, look, the club is obviously, it's obviously a big club and one of the most influential brands in Australian sport, and that can take its toll at times, but like you say, it just depends how you look at it, and at the end of the day, we're all just a bunch of blokes just doing what we love. So, if you look at it that way, it's a good time.
Hey, Darcy, good morning. It's Tim here. How important is it for somebody like yourself who plays that key forward position role to get the opportunity to go up the field and just run around in the ruck for a while and feel that freedom?
It's good times for me. I like it. It's something I like to do, as you said, like get around the ball a bit more and just kind of run around. It looks like most teams are playing with just the one sort of main ruckman. So circumstance sort of just pushed me in there a little bit more. But, look, it's great, and I really enjoy it. And, yeah, the opportunity to play anywhere, I just like sinking my teeth in. I don't really mind where I play. So, yeah, I've really, really enjoyed it.
Well, hopefully you're still there, Dars. I mean, Joe Danaher is sort of the template, I think, when we look at you. I think Joe had an enormously challenging couple of years because of not having the support and playing as a stay-at-home forward when you know, one against two, one against three at times. And this year, he's had the freedom to run. And I think if we can incorporate that into your setup, then your development can be fast-tracked. So what percentage are you playing outside of that forward 50 at the moment?
Not really sure. To be honest, our team structures, we don't really look at that sort of stat. But I definitely, as you say, like, look up to Joe a lot and sort of followed him from back when I was, like, 16, 17 coming through. So see him playing the type of footy he's playing now is awesome, and he's just a great guy and so hard in the game. So it's really good to see him kicking plenty of goals and playing the footy that he's doing, because I think everyone loves seeing it.
And Darcy, I think we'd forgotten quite just how good Jamie Elliott is. He was out of the game for so long that we can forget the impact. It's obviously you're probably benefiting more than most by having him alongside you. He's a very good player, isn't he?
Yeah, 100%. He's like you said, he's had such a tough 12 months, and to go through that, all those issues with his body, and to question whether he's going to be able to play footy at all, and just showed such a strong person. And then for him to come out and play the footy, like you said, helps not only me but everyone out there. And he's been, you know, really a live wire up there. And it's so good to see. I'm really happy for him.
Did you tick off on his haircut when he arrived at the ground yesterday?
Yeah, I did. He rocked up to training and I was in the yes camp, so yeah, he's supportive. As long as he keeps playing the way that he is, I don't care what colour he is.
How many in the no camp?
I don't know. Let's ask him.
Buckley.
Hey, very nice to see Matty Scherenberg finally back out onto the ground.
Yeah, well, he's another one. Similar story, hey. Two serious knee recos, and it's just so good to see that sort of one of the great things about the game. He's worked so hard and hasn't deserved what he's got. And he's been playing some unbelievable footy in the VFL as well. So for 5 or 6 weeks now, so for him to get a bit of reward and slot into that back six yesterday was awesome, and I'm sure it'll be the first of many.
Before we let you go, Das, what are you doing outside of footy? Your old man got the law degree and loves a bit of skiing, and I had the pleasure of playing with him. He was a great role model for me. What are you doing outside of footy?
I'm studying a Bachelor of Commerce at the moment, so just ticking away on that. Sort of started that just before I got drafted, and then so ticking away on that a couple of subjects at a time, and then do enjoy a bit of skiing myself, but obviously struggle to do that now these days, particularly in winter, like running around the MCG every weekend. But look, just interested in a bit of everything, to be honest, a bit like Dad. Yeah, he's taught me a lot about life and stuff outside of footy, which I think, as you guys know, is just as important as playing.
Good way to be.
I reckon you've got a great outlook, Darcy. It's been a pleasure to have you on. Fremantle in the West and then Queen's Birthday. Enjoy the 2 weeks before the bye.
Cheers. Appreciate it.
Breakfast with Gary, Tim and Hamish. Weekdays from 6 on 1116 SEN.